on the spiritual level, we tend to do things very much the same way. We might say something like, you know, this year I'd like to do something really special during Advent. And then say, but you know, there's 4 weeks. I can wait a little bit. I'll get to it soon. We might say, you know, I'm just getting over Thanksgiving. And then there was Black Friday. I'll give myself a little break. And then what do? We hit our spiritual snooze button for just a few more minutes, a few more hours, a few more days. Our readings for this weekend, the start of a new church year, this first Sunday of Advent, encourage us to wake up. They tell us to wake up, smell the coffee, and avoid the use of that spiritual snooze button. The three readings for this weekend suggest we make good use of our Advent time, that we take this season seriously. The readings encourage us to get moving, now, to avoid the use of that procrastinating little button. Our first reading for today from Isaiah exhorts us to come climb the Lord's mountain. It's an invitation to get moving. The second reading from Paul's letter to the Romans is even more direct. We're told, you know the time. It's the hour now for you to awake from sleep. Matthew's gospel is equally direct. It tells us, stay awake. Jesus compares his listeners and us to a homeowner whom, if he had been awake, his house would not have been robbed. This season of Advent is a perfect time for us to wake up. It's a time of waiting. It's a time of preparation. It's not just a period of about 4 weeks where we get the lights out of the attic and we put the Christmas tree up. Advent is much, much more than that. In times past, and many of us remember those times, Advent was considered to be a penitential time of the year. It was a lot like Lent, but it's a little shorter. But the emphasis has changed. Advent is now a period, a time of joyous expectation, with a focus on Jesus coming into our lives now and at the end of time. One of the flyers in our bulletin for this weekend, and there are a lot of them, is this particular one that comes from the publisher of our weekly bulletin. It defines our celebration, the celebration that begins today. It goes up to December 24th, Christmas Eve, in this way. It tells us, celebrating Advent gives us an opportunity to invite the sacred into our lives. It's a chance to make time, make an agenda, and make space in our lives for a deeper, more intimate relationship with God. It's not about piling more daily tasks onto our Christmas to-do list. It's giving ourselves and others permission to love God in a renewed way. What a meaningful definition. It really puts this season of Advent in its proper context.